Slater and Shastrian Buffa Basar Daf Nun, picking it up on the second line. Just to jump back in, we discussed in the previous daf that there is a idea that when a woman goes ahead and she allows a certain sale to go through with her husband, that maybe she really didn't mean it. She just is doing it in a way that find nachas ruach to her husband. And just on Amud Beis, on Mem Tes Amud Beis, we said Milo Tanan Lokach Mina Ish V'Chazor Lokach Mina Isha. Someone goes buys a property from the husband, then goes and buys it from the wife. I mean, the shibin on it, the mekach is batel. So we see that nachas ruach. Because a woman is just trying to find nachas ruach in her husband's eyes. So then the Gemara says, "Lav dafka hayit mar lo." We said about that. Amar Ravuna lon tzchei elabos and shalos sados. The Mishnah, when we talk about the fact that the woman, that Mishnah, that the woman going ahead, and that we say that her sale is void, is only by three particular cases. And what's that? That's if it's something which is. Just to spell it out, achas shekasef v'lo ksuba, land that's written in the ksuba that's going towards her, or land that is v'achas sheyichid lo ksuvasa, something that was miyuchad with through bal peh, and another one is that something that she brought in from herself, nechse tzon barzel. So now the Gemara says, as we're up to, lemute mai, what is you coming to be with my? So Rabbi Rav Huna's statement over here is saying that this Mishnah's din, that the wife voiding the sale is true only in these cases, which means in every other case, the fact that she's going and she would agree to sell it would mean that it's an actual sale and it really goes through. So in the Mutei Mai, what's it coming to exclude? Elim in the Mutei Shayin Nechasim, if you want to say it's coming to exclude any other property that the husband owns, which weren't specified for her ksuba, even though Lamaisa, we know that a woman will get any property that's going to come from the husband to pay off her ksuba. But if it's something, if you just want to say it's coming to exclude other property that wasn't specifically said for that, can't be. Because kol shekein dahavya le'eva, Bach changes it to dahavya la'eva. This is something when she goes and the husband wants to sell something to Bob, and then she would have to go ahead and give up her right on that as well to allow the sale to go through. And if she doesn't allow it to go through, that's going to cause Eva, that's going to cause some hatred between the two of them. Right, Rashbam says, Kol shekein de matzis amr nachas ruach asis labayli. She could say that, no, she was just doing it for nachas ruach. And really, the sale is not a sale. I mean, you want to say the sale is not a sale, only those three? Even in this case, a sale wouldn't be a sale. Why? Because the Havila Eva im lo timkor lo lelokech mibayla, she doesn't go and sell it for the to this guy Bob. V'kol shekein havi mechel batel, and certainly this mekach would be batel. Let's jump back into the Gemara. Da'amar le, da'amar la, because he's going to say to her, a nayich nasat begerishin ubemisa. What are you looking forward to? Your eyes are set on what? On us getting divorced or me dying? Fact that you wouldn't be willing to go and sell it must be because you think I'm going to die or we're going to get divorced and you want to get this money out of me. And that's not going to make him feel too good. That's going to cause Eva. So clearly she's under duress to have to go and say that I'm okay with this sale. That being the case, it should be something which is actually void and it doesn't work. So why are you saying only those three? Clearly this fourth one also, meaning all the property would also be included. Ella lema'ute nechse milog. Rabbi Rahuna is coming to exclude selling the malug, the nechse malug, the plucking property. This is a property that comes into the marriage. Let's say she's an apple field, and he goes ahead. He gets to eat all the apples while they're married, and if they get divorced or die, then it goes back to her. So this is what we're talking about, where the guy goes and sells the rights to Bob of the apple field, and then Bob comes over to her and wants to buy the field outright, that it's never going to go back to her after if they get divorced or if he ends up dying. Now, this type of thing, the husband wouldn't care if she did it or didn't do it. It's totally her field, in which case it's up to her to decide what she wants to do. So when she goes and she sells it, it means she really is selling it. And that's what the case is talking about over here. The nechse malug, that a wife's sale to her husband is taka going to really be something. So if he pulls out a shtar on that he bought it from her, in order to go and sell it to Bob, whatever it is, it's going to be binding. I mean, not saying that she just did it in order to appease her husband and therefore it's void. Says Gemara Ha'amar, remember, hold on, Amir says on that, just to knock that attempt off, says that Ish v'isha shemarchu b'chsemalog, a husband and wife who sell nechsemalog, lo asav l'klum. They didn't do anything. So pretty straightforward that it's not agreed upon. The way we understand this, says Rashbam, is if a kasakatai the hachshu the hachika amar. This is what he means to say. Ish shemacher, if a man sells his rights to Bob, the achar of a ish, and then afterwards a woman does it, lo so klum, didn't do anything. The matzah zamra, because we could just say that nachas ruach, she just wants to make her husband happy. The kolshu kain yizavda labayla, clear, and certainly if she goes and sells it to her husband himself, the nachas ruach avda, the mai kedaika masnisen haraya yesh. Right, so how can you have any raya from this? And for the Gemara, nah, you misunderstood this. Ki itmar da meimar. In what context was Meimar speaking of? Not where the Ijer selling their rights, but heicha de zaben ihu umis. We're talking about, let's say, the husband sold his stuff to the Malug and then he died. Asei umafka. She can now come and take it out of his possession. Inami, the other case is talking about the Zabna Iyu Mesa, let's say where she sold the land that she died, Asa Iyu Mapak, he can go ahead and take it away from her. But Takanta Durabanan, and this is a Takana Durabanan, that he inherits her when she dies, so even if she sold it, it goes to him. They set up a Nusha, this is our famous Rosh Hashanah Gemara, where they had a bunch of different things. Well, we know that they were moved, Sanhedrin went from different places. Usha was one of the places, the 10 places, which it went after, after leaving the base of Mikdash. Pushaskino, Isha Shamacha b'nichsim alug, if a woman sells her nichsim alug while her husband is still alive, Umesa, then she dies, Habal motzi miyad al-kuchos, the husband can take it out of the hands of the buyers. So you have a husband and wife sells nichsim alug to Bob can use it as long as she's still alive, she ends up dying, goes to the husband. Habal. But if both of them go and they sell their rights, right? Rosh Baum says he sells the Paris and she sells the actual gufa karka. Then inami zabna ihi lididei. Or if the wife sold it to the husband, then we would say right to the baila zavina zvine. It is a good sale because, like we said, we wouldn't say that. Oh, she's just selling it to him to appease him. Because it really belongs to her entirely. Boom. Vibai Sam, another way of understanding a Meimar, that really Meimar is not working with our Mishnah. Because remember we said, start off by saying, a Meimar says, no, what do you mean? It kind of goes against our Mishnah, the way that we understood it. So says the Gemara, another answer. A Meimar, Dhamma, Rabbi Elazar. Really, he's Taka arguing, and he's going like Rabbi Elazar. The time went to Nebraisa. Hamocher is Avdo. If someone goes and sells their eved, upasikimo, and they make a deal with the buyer, she you shamishenu shloshim yom, that the slave can keep working for him for 30 days. So Meir Omer harishon yeshno b'din yom o yomayim. The original owner, he has the din of a day or two. We know that halacha is the pasuk that says v'chiyake ish es avdo es amosa b'shevet umeis tachas yado nakom yinakim. If someone goes and hits his slave, and he dies by him, then the death will be avenged. But if let's say ach im yomo yomayim yamod lo yukum kikaspo, if he survives for a day or two, then there's no yukum, there's no vengeance because it's his property. That doesn't mean yomo yomayim. It really means a 24-hour period. The yomayim means even if it's over 2 days, but if it's 24 hours, so that's the din. Because he's still considered under his jurisdiction. Vasheni, the second guy who bought the slave, he's not in that den over there, and therefore he's going to be held responsible, even if the guy ends up dying later. Because he's not under his rulership in this case. Now, Kasava, Meir holds, Kinyan Perus, Kinyan Aguftami, that owning the Perus, it's like owning the thing itself. So since you could use the labor, therefore it's like you own it itself, says the Rashbam. Kinyan aguf dami klomar. Kilu kana gufo. V'oso she'en lo peros. En kinyan aguf she'yesh lo be'evid klum. This one, he gets nothing from it. En gufo omed ela lo perusov. The guf is there only for the peros. Vilkach Rishon Kari Adon, he's considered like an Adon. Rabbi Huda says, Hasheni, the second owner, Yishlo B'din Yoma Yomaim, Meshu Kasva, because it really belongs to him, because he made the sale, even though he can't use it for the 30 days. Harishon, the first guy who had sold it, Ain't B'din Yoma Yomaim, Sheno Kasva, because it's not considered his Kesef. Christopher must be, he's of the opinion that Kenyan parents love kicking in a goof dummy. Going and buying the parents is not considered like getting, having the goof. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Yossi says, beep, turn the page. Nonema base, Shneem Yeshnam Bidin Yom Yomayim. Actually, both of them fall into that category of Yom Yomayim. Says the Rashbam, Upturim, to Suffolk Nefash of Dabailim, Sheiku, Umisha She, Umi Nerag Mehem, Lahakel, the Nafka Lun, Mi Vishafto, Ha'eda, Vitzilu Ha'eda. Vishaftu Ha'eda Vitzilu Ha'eda. The Gemara is going to spell this out, but first let's just explain the way the Rashbam is saying it, that we learn after the Pasuk, Vishaftu Ha'eda Vitzilu Ha'eda, and that is that the people have to go and judge them, they have to also go and save them. That is when they're going, they're judging, they have to try to save the defendant if it's not clear if he's supposed to be killed. So we're not clear over here whether the original owner is considered the master of this this slave now, or the buyer is considered that, and therefore we can't go and kill him. So Shneim Yishlo B'dim D'yom Yomayim, Zem B'pnei Shehu Tachtov, V'Zem B'pnei Shehu Kaspo. The original one because it's under his jurisdiction, the other one because it's like his kasef. And Umasavkale, he's in Mesupak, E Kenyan Pierce, Kikinyan Guftami, Elav Kikinyan Defending, Mesupak, which one it was. Vesupak Nefashos Lahakel, and when you have a doubt, when it comes to the idea of death, we are Makel. Rabbi Elazar Omer, this is what we were saying that he's going with, that the member is going with. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Shneim Einu B'din Yom Yomayim, neither one of them are in the din of Yom Yomayim. Says Rashbam, Klomer, Shneim, Sheiku, and Eregon, both of them, if they go and they hit the guy, either one of them does and he dies within the day, are going to be held responsible. Zelofi Sheinu Tachtov, the buyer, because it's not considered in his jurisdiction anymore, says the Rashbam, Ze Achon Lofi Sheinu Tachtov, Ze Lofi Sheinu Kaspo, and the other one, because it's not his kesef. Rishon Lofi Sheinu Achshav Kaspo, Shari Mocher, he already sold it. Oh. V'yom Arava, now seeing that Rabbi Elazar is arguing with Aratana, V'yom Arava, my time is Rabbi Elazar, what is pshat? That he says neither one of them is off the hook from getting killed. Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, Lo yukam ki kaspohu. The death will not be yukam, as in the come, will not be avenged, because he's kesef. Kaspo hameyuchad lo. It has to be his kesef that's meyuchad to him, that no one else has any sort of connection to it. So in this case, this slave doesn't belong entirely to either one of them, and therefore both of them are going to be held responsible for if he ends up dying. They can't, even if it's after 24 hours or 48 hours. So Rabbi Elazar would say that nichsim elug, selling it is not going to work because the husband or the wife don't have complete ownership over it. And that's what Amemar said. So either the first answer we gave is that Amemar is talking about a different case, or he's talking about, no, the same case. And he's just arguing. He's holding like Rabbi Elazar, who argues on our Tana. Next part of the mission, we said, "V'lo ish chazaka minichsa ish to," and that is that a man can't get a chazaka in his wife's property. Ayv amarav eishes ish sricha limchos, says the Rashbam, meaning eishes ish shehichzik acher b'nichsei melug shela. Someone goes and does a chazaka b'nichsei melug, sricha limchos, she has to go and protest. Mishum tahu acher ish chazaka v'im lo michsa hefsida, she has to go and protest, and if not, then she's going to lose out. Now, b'man, who are we talking about over here that she has to protest against? Ilim ba'acher, we want to say some random person, meaning not her husband. Says the Rashbam, she'eno baila v'chol zesiyam akushahu, is all the finishing of the question. V'alma Rav ein machzikim l'seish esish. What do you mean? It can't be that that's what we're talking about, because Rav said that you can't go and do a chazakah on your wife. Therefore, it can't be that that's what we're talking about. She doesn't have to go and do it. Says the Rashbam, d'matzi amrel al baili samachti shehu yimcha v'ya'ar l'kach shatakti. She's someone and her husband, he's going to take care of her and whatnot, so that can't be what it's talking about. El alav bibal. Again, if you think it's someone else, she's assuming her husband's going to come and protest against that other person and not let it happen. So, you can't do a chazakah of property of a married woman. Okay, so let's back that up a little bit. You can't think that we're talking about it's somebody else that's going on, because you're not able to do that. Someone else won't work because the husband's going to be mired. El alav bibal, must be we're talking about what? It says that a married woman has to go and protest. It must mean against her own husband to stop from making a chazakah, which goes against the din of the Mishnah that says the husband's not able to make a chazakah in his wife's property. Amarava liola mibal. Really, it's talking about the husband who's trying to do a chazakah in the next milug. but it still works with the Mishnah. Kagon shechafer babor esichin ma'olers. We're talking about kids where the husband starts digging these pits and ditches in the field. Now, since the husband doesn't have the right, the ability to go ahead, he's not allowed to go ahead and start changing the actual physical property. He's just allowed to have the paris over there. But if he does that, then he's doing a big deal. That's a statement. And he's making chazak over there. So the wife sees him doing that. She has to stop him. She has to protest. And if not, then it's taka going to be a chazaka. There's no chazaka for damage. Therefore, it's not a raya that this doesn't mean he gets to keep it because she didn't say anything, because she never thought she had to say anything, because she thought when you're damaging somebody, it's not a chazaka. Says Rishbam, Klomer, Echad Damazig Lechavero, In Yachalit on Lekucha, he, Biyadi, you can't say, oh yeah, it's mine, Shariach, Now, it doesn't mean there's no chazakah l'nezakim. There's no din of chazakah l'nezakim. What does that mean? There's no din chazakah. What that means is, as Rashbam, it means din chazakah l'hatshel gimel shanim l'nezakim. There's no din of like a 3-year shtickle when it comes to that. However, there certainly is a chazakah, which means that if someone goes and behaves in such a way, right, usually it would take 3 years to make a chazakah, but he's saying, according to this, that if someone goes and is mazik someone else's property, and that person is quiet, doesn't say anything, then it's not only is it a chazakah, but it's a chazakah right away, because no one would stand by watching this happen. If they stand by watching it happen, the taka is going to be a chazakah. So now in the middle of the Rashbam, he explains, v'hilkach, therefore, eishasish, the ka'amarav, this case of Eish HaSish that he's talking about is Sricha Limchos Miad. She has to go ahead and Miad who did Sricha Limchos Me'achar Shechofer Ba'al Boris She'ein Adam Roeh Hazeku V'shosek V'hilchach Yehaigavdin Yishlo Chazaka. If the woman sees the husband behaving in such a way towards a property and doesn't say anything, Taka is going to be Chazaka, and it's going to be Chazaka immediately. Right? So therefore, she's got to say something right away if she wants to stop it from going through. Iba Yisema, another way to understand of Nachman, that there's no chazaka. Iba Yisema, Lavit Marlo, wasn't it said about this dinner of Nachman, Rav Mari Amar Bekutra? Rav Mari said, we're talking about the case of where there's smoke. Rav Zvid Amar Bebesakise, he said it's talking about where there's a bathroom, meaning, let's say a person goes and sets up some sort of thing that's going to make very, very, a lot of smoke that's going to come out of it. Rav Nachman says that even if somebody's been doing it for many days and nobody's protesting, he can't say that he has a chazaka to continue, but the neighbor can go and be mochet any time and stop it from using this oven that's causing all the smoke in the future. Rav Zvid said the Beis HaKise, it's talking about where the Beis HaKise is going to cause a shastimic nasty smell, and it could stop him from using it. So Rav Nachman's saying that the owner of this bathroom can't say, well, since you never said anything until now, there's a chazaka to continue using it. So Rav Nachman's din, that there's no chazaka for nizakin, it means someone can't have a permanent right to be doing these type of things which are damaging someone next to them. So Rav Nachman would agree that a person can make a chazaka to prove owning this property by using it in a way that's going to mess it up, like by digging all these pits or so. But he, in that case, he'd have to use it for 3 years. Okay, now back to what we were talking about. Remember, again, we had said that Rav is of the opinion that a married woman has to be mochet to stop a chazaka from happening in her property, and that a Mishnah says that that a married woman has to do this, and the Mishnah had said that the husband can't do a chazak on the wife's property. How do we work this out? Rav Yosef Amar Li Olam Ba'acher. Really, we're talking about not with the husband, we're talking about Acher, where somebody else is trying to go and do the chazakah in her nechsem alug, but not against the husband. Therefore, it's not against our Mishnah, because only a husband can do it, but someone else maybe can. We could go into Acher Mixes Chazakah B'Chayabal, and this is, we're talking about a case where this other party used the land, you know, in a chazaka fashion while the husband's still alive. And then, after the fact also, v'shalosh la'achem, he says about, and then for another 3 years after the husband dies, after he passes away. So Rav's not going against his other din also that says that one can't make a chazaka in the property of a married woman. Because that's talking about when the husband's still alive. In that case, the woman can say, okay, she didn't say anything because she expected her husband to do it for her. Right? But now that he's dead, it switches over here. So the guy says he got the land from the husband who bought it from the wife. And he's saying that if wife isn't protesting this guy being there for 3 years after the husband dies, then we believe him. Why? Because Migodi Bayomale, if he wanted to, what he could have said is, Anaz Vintaminach, I bought it from you. Meaning when the husband died and they went back to you, I went and bought it from you, and now I have everything. Ki amar la nami, so therefore if he says to her, at zabinta le v'zabna niale, you sold it to your husband, you sold it to me, mehemen, we actually go and we believe him. Gufa amar Rav, Rav says, ein machzim b'nechse yish yishish, you can't do a chazaka in the property of a woman, a married woman. Peep turn the page, nun aleph, v'dayne gola amru, the judges of the Gola said, says Rashbam, Shmuel v'Karna b'perek Rishon of the Sanhedrin. That would be Shmuel and Karna. Machzikin, you can do a chazaka on a property of Eishesish, says Rashbam, v'hoyle limchus, and she has to go ahead and she has to protest if she wants it not to happen. Amarav, halacha k'dayne Gola, halacha is like the Dayne Gola. Amarav kahana v'rav asiyav, l'rav hadar bey, Mar Mishmaite, what are you going back on what you said earlier? Amrullah, Amrullah, he said them, Mistabra Amri Kedav Yosef. I mean that it must be working in the world of, in the case of Yosef, meaning, because we know Rav said that you can't do a chazaka nechsim look for a married woman. But now he's saying that Lach is like Shmuel and Karna, and he's saying you can do a chazaka nechsim look of a married woman. So he's saying, no, what he's saying is only for the case in which the guy goes and took the property while the husband was still alive and he used it again for 3 years after the fact. And that's like we ended up before. However, Rav himself would go to say that one's not able to make a chazaka on the property of a married woman while the husband's still alive. Now, this is what Rav says. But like we said, other people go and argue in Rav in all those cases and they do make a chazaka even during the husband's lifetime. Now, Rav was not the one that Rashbam points out. Rav is the one who actually said the words, like in the case of Yosef, because Rav Yosef lived a long time after Rav. He was just explaining the case out, and the Gemara is just giving it out and saying, to make it clear, like Rav Yosef had said. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.